here at the 2018 Sea Recovery Collections Academy in beautiful Bloomington, Minnesota. And it's a little rainy outside, but that's okay. That's all right. That's why it's so beautiful and green here, you know? That's all the wet stuff you get.
And the leaves are changing.
And
now,
the leaves are changing. It's fall time here, and that's one of the most beautiful times of the year to go anywhere in the north. So, because you get all the colors of the rainbow and the trees and forests and stuff. So, and you got it here, right in your backyard. Lucky. We don't get that so much in San Diego. We get earthquakes and fires. That's all we get out there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we digress.
Yes. Where were we going?
Eliyef. Is it Eliyef? Did I pronounce it? Eliyef. Okay.
Correct.
C, you recover. You're kind of the, you are the person who is stirring the drink around here. You are the one who's kind of put this whole thing together, I'm assuming. And
yes. This
is your show. This is your baby.
Well, it's
so
my baby, but I have a lot of help.
Somebody's got to lead it, though. Somebody's got to take the reins and lead it. I know you got a lot of great people here working for you and making this a huge success, because I've heard nothing but great feedback about this conference. And so, having said that, what are your expectations going into the conference, and then kind of what are your goals as well?
Going into the conference was first trying to find out what was going on out within the industry, mm-hmm. and what were some hot topics.
Mm-hmm.
So how I do that is I attend a bunch of different conferences throughout kind of that April, May time,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like,
mm-hmm.
yes. And then getting folks those hot topics and speakers that can speak on the hot topics,
mm-hmm.
that are going on. So then getting these people to come to it,
yeah.
and getting it in their budget,
mm-hmm.
and you know, getting them here to it, even if it's one thing that they learn,
mm-hmm.
and take back and implement to the credit union to help them with their collections, mm-hmm. or staffing,
mm-hmm.
or anything like,
mm-hmm.
that. So
I like how you and somebody else mentioned it as well, the speakers, their topics aren't specifically alike, but they kind of overlap each other a little bit, each of them, and so they kind of complement each other. So I don't know if you did that on purpose. I'm assuming you did, but it's really kind of a cool thing. So, because,
yeah.
like, hey, that kind of segues off of that last, mm-hmm. speaker that spoke. And so what are your thoughts on this? Is something done on purpose as she laughs?
Well, you know, like when you are planning anything.
Yeah.
Typically.
There's a theme or something. Yeah.
Patterns,
yes.
start to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did not realize what was happening with this morning until I put it all together and was going through the slides, and I said, oh my gosh, we have psychology 101 in the morning sessions.
Pretty much.
So, you know, that's the other part, is it's not just collections, it's running a collection department, it's learning leadership
mm-hmm.
skills,
mm-hmm.
people wanting to, we've got a lot of young folks coming in and wanting to grow their careers.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, again, it just kind of comes together, and it wasn't totally done on purpose. So
because I think what a lot of, like you said this morning, was, you know, psychology 101, it's kind of like understanding people,
mm-hmm.
understanding the different generations, understanding the different backgrounds from people,
cultures
that, and so I went, wow, this is not talked about a whole lot, and
mm-hmm.
so you guys are addressing it here head on, so that's,
yeah.
really kudos to you guys for doing that, because I mean a lot of people, they just talk to people in general terms, but there, you know, there's a way to talk to the millennials, there's a way to talk to the Hispanic community, there's a way to talk to, you know, most anybody who's from a different demographic, so you guys are doing that, so kudos to you. And I think, and I'm getting the feedback from here from it as well, so
that's
really
good.
Cool. Yeah, I know, I'm giving you direct feedback right now, Wendy.
I never know until it's all over.
Indeed.
So, that's good to hear.
Yeah. So, I mean, so how do you think this conference will help people for the rest of the year and then going into 2019 as things change so fast? Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, all aspects of a credit union business change so much. Collections is no different. They're changing as well because of technology, a
mm-hmm.
lot of it. So how do you see it shaping up for the rest of the year and going into 2019?
Well, I think the big speaker today was John Bosco from First Financial.
Mm-hmm.
He, the performance scoring and how to even implement it, because I think that's the big part, is it appears very complicated, and so he simplified it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think quite a few folks are going to be able to take some of that back. Also, the parts about understanding the generations and all that kind of
stuff. I think that's vital today, vital. Yeah. But getting back to John's presentation, I mean, that's just a great success story. And that's a message that really relates to a lot of people. It's like, oh, hey, we can do that. We can spend a little bit and do that. So,
yeah, and I don't even know that there's a lot of cost in it. What he does have is a great CEO that is transparent all over throughout the credit union. So the way he was speaking was also speaking from a CEO's point of view. So it was a cool deal.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, indeed. How many of these conferences have you done?
Eight.
Eight? Mm-hmm. How have they changed over the years? Besides more people coming. Because I heard this one was sold out as well, obviously, because the content is very, very good. So, yeah.
When we started, we were teaching collections. Well, we can only teach it so much.
Right.
And then we need to go out and find experts within the industry within different areas. So, again, we've got somebody here teaching leadership skills and how to stand out in a crowd. And also, how do you stand out at work? So, you know, the topics have changed. And I think that's what's different here. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, 8 years ago, were we talking about how to the language millennials speak?
No,
not really. That didn't happen until like maybe 5 years ago or so. But yeah, I totally see what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, and even this is the first time ever that we have five generations that are consumers.
I know.
So it's like, how do you, and then the different relationships and where they're at and what's important.
And the different channels of where you, how you work with them, whether it's mobile, desktop, mail, fax, you know, that type of stuff. It's just,
it's
mind-blowing
crazy
what's going on right now. Very cool. Very cool stuff. Any, I know you're super busy, Wendy, so I thank you for taking a few minutes out, but any final words of wisdom that you want to share from this conference
and maybe a
glimpse of what might happen next year?
I have no glimpses right now.
We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it a mystery.
Yeah, but I really, you know, anybody that has attended this conference, we have a lot of return.
That's what I found too. A lot of people come back for many years.
As I would say, it's proof that there's some value here.
Yeah, when you have return customers, so to speak, it's working.
Yes.
Wendy, thank you so much.
All right.